I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
If you could change one thing in Cleveland sports during your lifetime, what would it be? And it would be at the cost of the championship in 2016. Is that the baseline for it, by the way?
Well, that's what got us into a good discussion yesterday on the phone.
Like if I could win one championship during my lifetime, I love the 2016 Cavs, and I love the Cavaliers more than the other two teams, which people find that hard to believe, but it's true. I would still pick the 97 Indians. I would still pick the 97 Indians winning the World Series. I think I look back on that, and that is a wound. That is a wound that hasn't healed. I think that's a wound that seeps to this day and continues to. And I think if they win that World Series, I think it changes not just how we think of the Indians today. I think it changes how we think of the Indians. We think of the Indians in the future. How we think of Cleveland sports right now. I think it changes the landscape for Cleveland sports. I think it changes dollars and cents, and in fact, who owns these sports teams. Had the Cleveland Indians have won that World Series in 1997, it's even more important to me than the Cavaliers in 2016. Which I know is heresy to you, but I'll give you the floor. Kid has a different thought too. I want to hear Lima first. So I want to get to the calls. 216-578-0092. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, I would just say that this will not be a fun answer. We're getting a ton of fun ones, really interesting ones, even the one that Kid said as well about the selling of the team. But I know this doesn't have any imagination. I think 2016 was storybook enough where I don't want to give that one up. I don't. Now, I'm a NBA junkie, so it means probably even more to me. But even if you're not a basketball junkie, and I know so many fans who weren't still loved every minute of that, it was because of the whole story of LeBron James and being born here and us getting a chance to see him. I mean, I saw him in ninth grade, and then to watch him evolve over time, then leave and humiliate us, and then come back
and then
win.
Again.
Made it even better. And the fact that I was covering sports, and had that have happened, had we been talking about like the Indians championship when I was, you know, 14 years old, I don't think I could have not enjoy. It's the wrong term. I obviously would have enjoyed it, but being a child, I don't think I would have been able to take it all in as well and have the perspective. You know, oftentimes we get callers say, "Oh, I was 9 years old when the Browns won it in '64." Okay, but you were 9 years old. I mean, you just don't have a context of life. This, I was able to be old enough to fully understand everything that comes along with it. And so I don't think I'm trading 2016. It was just too magical.
216-578-0092. Kenny, hold on for a minute. I want to get to the phones. Todd and Ward 1, you're first up on the Fan.
I would have put somebody on Don Rogers to make sure he stayed clean. That was a Super Bowl team right there.
Wow.
He was the absolute subtle but clear difference maker in that secondary. Nobody was going to get past him. I would have put somebody on him to make sure he stayed clean so we would have got that Super Bowl.
That is one of the deepest. Todd, that's probably going to be the deepest thought that we get on this, and I thank you very much for the call. Gary in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, Kenny, you making your AEW debut tonight with that haircut?
Well, I can't be traveling all over here and there. Did they even say where they're going to be for this type of thing? I think they got to keep it quiet, don't they?
Why do they got a bad haircut gimmick going?
Yeah, we have. See, that's what I should have done. We should have had a shave my head match, and we could have drawn money with it if we were allowed to have fans in the stadium. Go ahead there, Gary. What were you going to say?
Anyways, I would rather have the driver of the fumble reversed than the 216. I'd rather be at a Super Bowl.
Okay, this is why I disagree, okay? If the Indians, and people have already brought this to me on Twitter, if the Indians win that world, if the Indians win that game, they win that World Series. Have the Browns won, or that you reverse the fumble or the drive, Gary? This is the key. If you reverse those, I still got to go play a Super Bowl, and we've long made ourselves feel better.
Yes.
Now this is always in the eye of the beholder. Yeah, that if they would have probably gotten boat raced by the Giants or Redskins.
Yeah, but have we ever been to a Super Bowl? We're one of three or four teams that haven't been to one. I'd rather be in a Super Bowl. I can care less about the NBA.
Are you
so give me the basketball.
Wait a minute. What about World Series, though? I'm talking about winning a World Series. You'd rather be in a Super Bowl than win a World Series?
Yes. We've won a World Series. The Indians have won a World Series before. The Browns have never been to a Super Bowl.
Wow. It's a World Championship, Gary. It's a World. You're the king of the world. You won the World Series.
But I would rather have that chance of playing for the championship.
All right, Gary, you know what? I can't fight your emotions. Thank you very much for the call. I can't fight that feeling.
I can fight it because even if we made it to the Super Bowl, whether we won or lost, if everything else, you know, pretty much stays the same, that team's still leaving. The team's still leaving.
There's Kenny. And Kenny would
– I just don't know if they stay.
And that's my argument. I would change the team leaving because that team was 11-5 the year before. That team, yeah, they were 4-5 before the announcement, but they were a very, very good team. 4-5, and after they announced moving, they only won one more game that season because the team fell apart.
Right.
They fired Bill Belichick, the greatest head coach, arguably, at least the greatest head coach in our generation, in our lifetimes. The greatest head coach, they fired him. When they moved to Baltimore.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean,
the Baltimore Football Club fired him. The Browns didn't fire him.
Yeah, the Cleveland Browns did not fire Bill Belichick. But you wouldn't have fired Bill Belichick because you would have won more than five games that season.
True.
You would have, at the very least, made it into a wild card. That team was extremely talented. And I contend that they would have made it to a Super Bowl maybe a year or two sooner than the Ravens even did.
Let me get to Marcus and Aurora. He's next up on the Fan. Go ahead, Marcus.
Hey, happy Wednesday, gentlemen.
Same to you.
Yeah, along those lines, I would have, and I'd hate to give up the championship, but if I was going to give it up for anything, it would be the 94 playoff game. You know, the Steelers beat them twice, and then if they win that game, they get to the championship game, and who knows? Like Kenny said, maybe Belichick's still the coach because – You know, they had a hell of a team in 94. They had the best defense in the league, basically. And
I don't think that's changing them leaving, though. I think they'd still leave the next year.
No, and I'm talking 94. When did they announce the move? In 95?
95. It was
during
in 95.
The 95 season, yeah. They started
so
off
even
okay
if they won
they
that game in 94 in the playoffs, even if they went to the Super Bowl and even won it, I don't know if you're keeping your team the following year because I think the wheels were already set in motion. And no one knew it.
There's no doubt that Art had set some wheels going. That's a real good point. I can't debate that, man. I appreciate the time, guys.
Well, the only thing I could wonder, and it's always this is a wonder. This is a hearsay. By the way, Marcus is in Aurora, and we are congratulating him on all his success. Considering Aurora has a school of music, I didn't know that until a couple of weeks ago. The only reason where I could see. Let me extrapolate that out for just a second. I know we're up against it here. 216-578-0092. We'll continue this, but I wonder. If the Browns do go further in that postseason, does that start to grease the rail at all about Gateway? Does that do anything? Like, can you announce a move right after you had a Super Bowl run? Like, I wonder that. I do. Because I know he wanted his revenue with the stadium, but can you really do that and say, well, they gave me no choice after you go to a Super Bowl or after you make a deep playoff run? Art Modell technically did. They did win a playoff game, so it's not out of the realm of possibility, but I think, you know, since we're daring to dream, I think that's something that we have to think about. In your lifetime, if you're 80 years old, go right on ahead. If you're 20, doesn't matter. In your lifetime, if you could change one thing at the cost of even the 2016 championship, what would you change in Cleveland sports? It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on the Fan. You think about this, two Cy Youngs and a World Series trophy for Corey Kluber. Does Corey Kluber get in the Hall of Fame then?
If he made some big starts in a World Series, big wins, maybe a World Series MVP, yeah. Yeah, I think he'd be – I think that would bolster his consideration.
Yeah.
I'm just confused. I know we all wanted to go to a Super Bowl, and it was devastating that we had those three cracks at it in the 80s and didn't go. I just don't know that we'd all be that thrilled about having gone to the Super Bowl and then getting blown out by either the Redskins or the Giants. I'm not saying that would have happened.
I agree.
But in 89, it would have. They would have gotten blown out by Montana and Rice and Taylor. They would have gotten blown out. What bragging rights would I brag every day? Hey, at least we've been to a Super Bowl. No, like that. I'm sure Broncos fans to this day can't watch those blowouts.
Was it the – I'm sorry, did I get that wrong? Because I said the Redskins. Was it the 49ers that they would have went to?
Well, 49ers would have been 89.
Okay,
I'm not
then I got
about
that.
Okay, fumble.
I'm sorry. I meant the Giants, the first one. I said the Redskins, yeah. The next one. It might have been the 49ers. Okay, I got to change that on social media. There.
No, the 49ers would have been 89. I'm just saying. Okay. You had it right. I don't think you had it wrong. My other point, and then you can go back to the calls. I talked about 2016, how perfect that title was, and it's one of the all-time bragging rights titles in sports history.
That's not
homerism. That's beating a 72-win team. It's coming back from 3-1 down. It's doing it in Cleveland. If you take away that title, you know, we talk about the 95 Indians, one of the best teams to never win a title in a World Series. It's 100% true. But if we don't win a title with LeBron James in 11 years,
yeah,
I think that goes down in history as the worst stretch of a team ever in sports history to not win, because it's LeBron James. It's the NBA where if you have the best player, you win the title. You just do. In fact, you don't win one. You win five. You win six. So if you take away that title, I think that's one of the most embarrassing stretches in sports history.
Well, it's a big deal. It ends the 52-year drought. It wouldn't end a 52-year drought with the Indians if the Indians would have won it in 97. So, but you are right about that. I look at it in the terms of how we get to celebrate these guys. Like, look at the 97 Indians, all right? If I just look at them at Baseball Reference, who's a part of the 1997 Indians that could possibly be a Hall of Famer at that point? Omar, I think, is in there. Who else is in there in that 97 season that went to a World Series? They lost that World Series 4-3. Jim Thome's already in the Hall of Fame. Mm. Manny,
yeah, I mean,
is
you got.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean. Manny Ramirez, obviously Sandy Alomar is on that team. Mm-hmm. Remember, that was the down Indians team, though, of all those years.
Yeah, you make a hell of a point.
That was an 86-win team.
Hey, I know we're trying to not trip over each other here. We can't see each other. But you make a hell of a point about 95. Because 95, that has Albert on there. Think about this. If Albert wins that World Series, is Albert a Hall of Famer at some point? Because there's plenty of people who make strong arguments about Albert. What about, I mean, we've had, now this isn't as likely. I can't just say, well, yeah, you opened the door for that guy. I do think you opened the door for Omar. I stand by that. If they win the World Series, I think the door is open for Omar. I think Omar is probably in this year. And
Omar
he might have to wait a couple
still might be
months.
Getting in, though.
Yeah, he
Remember,
still might be getting
it's
in, but I think
in the right
early.
Direction.
I totally agree, and I hope it goes that way. But I know every time I start arguing for Omar, you know who over in the afternoon, he's a compiler. And then we get into the whole Lord Baseball thing, and I don't need to do that. So it's an easier argument for me to say for Omar. The Albert Bell stuff is there if they win in 95. And then who else do I throw in there in 95 in that season? Because then there would be a conversation. Would there be a conversation about Kenny? Because there's always people who say, hey, Kenny's more deserving than people think. Now, I think that's more of an outside shot, really. But maybe there's a conversation about Kenny, but how many guys do you put in from that team? Well, maybe you look at the 90s Braves, because we think of the 90s Braves as an amazing juggernaut, and they did have one of the greatest pitching staffs ever assembled. They only won one World Series themselves, and at that time, the Indians had one of the best lineups ever assembled. In 1996, they scored 1,000 runs. They would only won one World Series. Like, there is a conversation to be had there. And when people – there are plenty of people, though, and I shouldn't be surprised because it is a big Browns area. But there are plenty of people go, nope, don't worry about 2016. Don't worry about 2016 with the Indians either. Don't worry about any other stuff. They would have rather gone to a world. They would have rather gone to a Super Bowl. And I'm like, you can't guarantee you would have won the Super Bowl. You would have won the Super Bowl. Like maybe the Giants. Maybe you could have got the Giants. The Giants manhandled them in that game. I thought it was the Redskins. I had a total brain fart. I'm sorry. You said the 49ers. Boy, would we have had a shot against that 49ers team? Yeah.
No, not in 89. The Browns team wasn't as good. I'm just curious, do other cities, like I have friends in Boston, and they relish, granted they've had so many titles now in all four sports, that they relish, you talk to any one of them, they all have a different one that they relish. Why is it that in Cleveland we only seem to want to relish a Browns Super Bowl? Is it just because we haven't had one yet?
I think
and
that's it.
And if we
it,
did
yeah.
get one?
I think that's it. I think it's getting to a Super Bowl. It's not the fact that they haven't won a Super Bowl. It's they haven't even been there. And so people want to experience them being in a Super Bowl. Because we've seen the Cavs in the finals many times now, and we've seen the Indians in the World Series a few times. I would still say the 95 Indians, but I'm getting a lot of good answers on this. Let me get to Matt in Medina. He's first up in the fan. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Doing well. Go ahead.
Awesome. I'm going to go with the 2016 Indians, and I don't even think it's close. I mean, all this Frankie Lindor talk that we got going on, we wouldn't care if we won the championship. We'd all write him a goodbye note, you know? I mean, who would care? It would solve a lot of problems.
I don't know. Is that true? Is that true for LeBron?
Yeah. I mean, for me, it was. I still root for him in L.A. If he didn't win that championship, I don't know how I feel. But because he did, I root for him. I mean, and like you said, if we didn't win one, that would be an embarrassment. I mean, he wouldn't even be our own. Miami could climb up, you know?
Yeah, well, because I just think about their own legacies too. Matt, thank you for the call. I think about their legacies too. I think LeBron would have no problem going to a Hall of Fame. Kevin Love would probably be. The NBA seems like it's an easy Hall of Fame to get into, so I don't know if that's the best argument for it.
Yeah.
But it would be in the NBA parlance, it would absolutely be. We would be hammered with it. And then I tell you, it would feel terrible considering that. I just don't think they're ever going to win an NBA Finals without LeBron in my lifetime. So I feel terrible saying this. I kind of feel that in realism, the door is closed until they make significant changes within the way that they do business in the NBA, and then maybe we can talk. And so if they were to get LeBron for 11 years, that would hurt. That would really, really hurt. I just don't think it hurts as much, though, as, God, 48 for a World Series. Then you go all the way to 95 and 97 and 2007 when they're up 3-1 in the ALCS, and then you get to 2016 where you get the extra innings. Like, that is just the – there's a term I want to use for it that plenty of men out there know, but I can't use it on the air. That's as close to delayed gratification as any sports fan's going to find.
But as much as all of that would hurt, as much as all of that hurts – it pales in comparison to having a good team ripped away from you and being without football for 4 or 5 years.
You're right.
It pales in comparison.
I can't guarantee they'd win a Super Bowl. You guarantee they win a Super Bowl.
I guarantee they would. That team was awesome, and they were on their way up. And and it's obvious the coach that we had at that time was the right coach.
Well, let's see.
It is amazing, but now, real quick, I see what Kenny's saying there without a doubt, although Belichick was hated by so many of the fans. And I know that year was so weird, but, you know, he was getting booed, the Bill Must Go stuff, whatever. People could say that's revisionist history. But what is it about Cleveland, a place that can never get titles, that we so flippantly say, hey, yeah, we would have won one. Oh, by the way, the Mark Price team would have won at least two championships. Like, what are we talking about? That's the magic of 2016 and the Cavs, is that the Cavs did win the championship. They did it. We don't have to worry or wonder or pontificate. It's why I can't give that one back.
I know, but for a lot of people, and as awesome as that was to finally break the drought and to finally win a championship, as awesome as that was, it still feels dirty to a lot of people because you quote unquote bought it. Because when LeBron left, and went down to Miami and brought all his boys down to Miami, he joined Wade, brought Bosch down there, and everyone was, oh, there they go, buying championships. Well, what did he do when he came back here? You know, I mean, it was the same thing. So everything that we condemned him for when he went to Miami, we were doing the exact same thing here. Until to this day, there's still at least part of that championship that still feels dirty to a lot of people.
Let me get to Brian and Brooke Park. You're next up on the fan. Brian.
Hello.
Go ahead.
How you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, you guys, I really appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
The worst thing that happened, they let Paul Brown go. They sold the team and let him go. If we would have kept him, we would have kept our team. We would have had far more championships.
Brian, I agree with you, and I thank you very much for the call. It just depends on if you ask Jim Brown, because Jim Brown seems to be pretty okay with at that time at that move. If they would have kept Paul Brown, because Art Modell won a championship in 64, so he felt like he was vindicated, correct? And that how that works? After Paul Brown was fired? So that creates Art Modell, the Art Modell who became that we knew. If he keeps Paul Brown, yeah, probably Brian. I think probably Brian's right. Over the 2016 championship, I don't know if I would, but in that time, yeah, I could see that. Going back, Ken, what you just said, I called you Ken, wow. Kid, okay, they're 4-4, and then they were 4-5. They lost to Houston.
They were 4-5, yes.
And then they make that. Then they make the announcement, and then they go out there and they just get boat raised.
And then they wet the bed for the rest of the season.
It takes me so many times to realize that the game against Cincinnati was actually not the final game of the season. That they actually had one more game on the road. I just, mm-hmm. We always say, well, it's the last game in the stadium, so we always assume it's the last game of the season. It wasn't. They win that game against Cincinnati. Do you think they – okay, you guys are older than me, and you guys are inner-ring suburb guys. At that time, were people talking about firing him after a 4-4 start again? Before – I know it didn't come out of the blue. Like, there were rumors on SportsCenter and stuff like that.
It was a Browns head coach. It didn't matter who it was.
Okay.
I mean, unless you had a winning record at that point in time, you were being talked about being fired.
Okay, because
the fans obviously over the Vinny Bernie thing.
That rubbed everyone the wrong way.
There were people that could never forgive him after that.
Because
Super Bowl would have did it.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think about it, but if they're 4-4 at that time, there's no announcement, they don't move, right? Was there a belief at that time that that team was going to go back to the playoffs? I think that's really important. There
without
was a belief.
Without a doubt, yes.
Okay.
Without a doubt.
So then
it was a rough start to the season. By those standards, by our standards now, 4-4. Hey,
4-4. We're loving it.
You know, we're okay. We could still pull out of this.
Mm-hmm.
That was a rough start to the season by those standards. And remember, they went 11-5 the year before.
Dr. Z picked them to win the Super Bowl that year.
That's right, he did. Lyman, do you remember that? Is that true for you?
Sounds like last year. Sounds like the 2019 Browns being on every preview that we were supposed to go. Win 10 to 11 games, so I don't know if I can guarantee that.
Well, perspective is important, because if that was the belief that they were going to go to the Super Bowl or go back to the playoffs, then Kenny's right about Bill Belichick. However, this is where I wonder here. Does Ozzie Newsome become the general manager, or does Bill just take over like he did in New England? Do you get a quarterback like Bill did in New England? Like, these things have to be played out. Like, Bill, yeah, we give him credit as the greatest to ever do it, but it's a different era.
You probably would have Tom Brady in Cleveland, because Bill Belichick loved Tom Brady, and no one else was picking him.
Man, if he's like head coach and it's a
think
sixth
about
round,
the dynasty we could have had here in Cleveland.
Can you love a guy that you picked in the sixth round?
Well, would you have picked Spurgeon Win instead? Because that I think a lot of people go, hell no, you wouldn't have picked Spurgeon Win. If Bill Belichick was in charge, he still would have taken Tom Brady in the sixth round. He just would have taken him higher than pick 199.
Because we probably would have had a quarterback, either Drew Bledsoe or someone along those lines as a stopgap.
But, hold on.
I mean, he loved Brady so much that he was willing to keep him on the roster a third or fourth string or quarterback at times.
Would you have drafted a quarterback higher in that class? In the Brady six? Who was the Brady six that went ahead of him? There had to be first rounders in there. I'm drawing a total blank. I'm sorry. But you had guys who were taken ahead of Brady. Would you have taken a quarterback ahead of that? And would Bill have been able to survive had you have been that bad coming out of 99? Mm-hmm. You can't really, because they were an expansion team. So
why would they be
the
that bad coming out of 99? They wouldn't be that bad coming out of 99.
Or 2000, they wouldn't have been, because they were an expansion team.
See, at that point, you almost have to take and things are different because you're changing cities and you're changing coaching and front office as well. But at that point, you almost got to take the team evolving the way that the Ravens did.
Let me get to the phones here. Let's take it to 19. Let me get to Mike in Akron. Mike, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Go ahead.
Hey, I got a point with Lima in the 2016 Cavs championship, but I also got to call out Kenny Kidd for claiming that it is a dirt championship. I just don't know how you come back from a 3-1 deficit and have a game 7 like that was, and that be dirty. And also, the difference from Miami is they went there willingly as free agents, where in Cleveland they made all those trades. And you
Yeah, but you're not making the trades if they're not willing to come here. Yeah, he's breaking up. Let me address that real quick, because you're not making those trades unless they're willing to come here and to be able to be part of a team of stars, of superstars, to be able to build a super team. If you're not or to attempt to build a super team, that's the same exact thing that they were doing in Miami. And that's what a lot of people here in Cleveland were upset with LeBron. It's like, oh, you can't win here on your own. You lose, you quit games, and then you take your ball and you run down to Miami, and then you invite all of your friends and you build your super team, and that's how you're going to win a championship.
But I don't remember you saying any of this during that run. I don't remember you suggesting.
I've said it. Yep.
No, wait.
I swear to God, he did.
Hold on. During the playoff run, Kenny Kidd was like, "Ah, if we win the title, it's going to be dirty." No, he didn't.
No, he didn't say that, but he was not a fan of him coming back. I've always said,
and it's always been, I always wanted him to win, regardless. We were there anyways. We were past the point of no return when it came to LeBron James coming back. So once he was back, it was like, okay, well, he's here. We better win now. We better win now if we're going to do all this to win the championship. But I've always said that this is the exact same thing that we were condemning him for in Miami. And now since it's in Cleveland, now everyone's turning the other way. Now everyone's looking the other way.
Let me get to Jeremy and Menner. Jeremy, you're next up on the Fan. Got to make it quick, but go ahead, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. I agree with Kenny Kidd on the Browns 94 team. They were picked in 95 after that 94 season. They were picked to go to the Super Bowl in 95 by Sports Illustrated. And if you guys do remember correctly, they started, I think, 3-0 or 4-0 to start the 95 season. And then Modell announced the move, and it just sucked the life right out of the football team.
Well, no, they went because they ended up going. And Jeremy, thank you for the call. Yeah, I think that that's a possibility. The only reason I make the argument about the Indians, because that's a guaranteed World Series. Now, the Browns, had they had never moved, again, Kenny's guaranteeing a Super Bowl. Other people are guaranteeing a Super Bowl. I can at least guarantee competitive, competent football.
The Browns lost their first game and then were 3-1, but then lost the next three. They ended up being 4-5 when it was announced.
I don't mean to be morbid, and I'm being honest here. If we're gonna talk about changing things, how about Al Lerner lives? How about Al Lerner doesn't pass away when he passes away? I mean, that was a better organization, because when Randy took it over, it was just this 10-year guarantee to his old man before he could let it go.
No, because we were already behind the eight ball. As soon as they announced us getting an expansion team, we were behind the eight ball.
That's true, because they did it than they did the other teams. Okay, 216-578-0092. We'll get back to this when we come back. And also, power rankings are out. A lot of you think they're perfectly fine. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan. We're going over this again because the reaction is packed. The reaction is packed on if it at the detriment to the 2016 Finals Championship. If you could give up anything, or if you could change anything in Cleveland sports, I should say, what would you change? Even at the detriment of the 2016 Finals, like say the Cavs final, and you can always just say nope, not trading it for anything. The Cavs Finals is where it's at. I've received several emails going, Ken, not changing it for a second. And it was. It stands on its own merits as an historical championship. You beat a team. Do you think, real quick, sidebar, Anthony, could that Warriors team have beaten the 90s, the late 90s Chicago Bulls?
Not the 2017 Warriors team, I think, could have hung in there, because they had Kevin Durant. I mean, you had Kevin Durant.
All right,
they're an even
asking.
Better team.
But the 2017 and 18 team, they would have beaten those Bulls teams.
Well, I think it would have been a lot better comparison.
Okay, so basically they assembled the greatest assembly of talent ever, that arguably might have beaten one of the greatest assemblies of talent ever in those Chicago Bulls team to beat the Cavaliers after that 2016 championship. The 2016 championship stands on its merit. The reason I change things is exactly what Kenny Kidd brings up. Because whether I agree with it or not, and I do not agree with it, there are plenty of people who feel that way. There are plenty of people who look at it now and they go, well, you bought a championship and we sold our souls for the championship. And Lima, you and I have heard it and rolled our eyes so many times. But there are plenty of people who totally agree with that. Well, with the Cleveland Indians, if the Indians would have won in 97, I say Omar's in the Hall of Fame. I think it changes the way we look at the Cleveland Browns at that time. I think it changes the way we look at the, or at least the Cleveland Browns coming back in 99. I think it changes the way we look at our competition, our love, and you know you get bothered by this too. One of the calling cards that you have hated is this obsession with struggle that some fans do have. Like, it is a badge of honor for the teams to be bad, almost where they enjoy it to certain times. That would not have been there. It would have been gone in 97. And you would have had one of the legendary collections of talent to ever be assembled in professional sports. I think it's such a huge deal. 95 I could see. 97 is the argument I make. And yes, I would even be for the greater good of Cleveland sports, that is even over the 2016 finals. I think one thing we've learned here, much to your and my chagrin, is that the Cavaliers, they're probably third to a lot of people here. Sorry.
Upset. Yeah, and I think that doesn't shock me. I'm just so surprised when we want to call ourselves this all-time great sports town, right? Don't we always say we're one of the best sports towns? And then we say, well, that title doesn't count because it was the Cavs. Well, no, you're either a great sports town or you're not. You know, we can't just claim football and then say we're a great sports town. No, to be a great sports town, you've got to be all in on your sports, do you not?
So it's got to be 1A, 1B, and 1C?
I think that's how Boston fans feel. I think you could talk to 10 Boston fans, and they'll even throw hockey in there. The great runs had in hockey there. You'll hear every single sport there. Now, you could argue that's because they've won everything. But I'm telling you what, if the Browns won the Super Bowl this year, and the next year you're like, okay, the Browns can either go back-to-back or the Indians can be in the World Series. People will be like, no, take back-to-back. Well, then, so what is it? Is it we're just a Browns town or we're a great sports town? Because sometimes I'm hearing blurred lines there.
Well, I think it is. I think football is going to be a bigger issue to a lot of people just because of the region. And going back to the Boston thing, there are several people in Boston who go back to the history of Boston and go, hey, man, there's been some lousy Bruins teams that people loved, and there were great Celtics teams that you couldn't give those tickets away back in the day. Now, maybe things have changed over time. Larry Bird helps that. Certainly relations over time help that. But I think that, yeah, for the most part, I think a lot of Boston fans would say that it's 1A, 1B, 1C, 1D because they have four teams there. I think in Cleveland, yeah, it's probably Browns, Indians, and then in a little bit it's
the Cavs.
Probably the Cavs.
Yeah.
I bet you there's some people under the age of 25 who've never seen good Browns football. They think they're one of the most irrelevant teams in sports, and
well, of course,
probably have the Browns maybe second or third.
I mean, look at the timeline.
But that's how it works.
I mean, I don't think that's a fair bet at all. No one's taking that
bet. What do you
mean?
What, dude? Well, do you agree or disagree?
Well, I 100% agree. How could you even say that anyone under the age of 25 even had a glimpse of good football?
Sure, I'm using the same argument you guys just did about, well, all these old timers, they're football first. That's all they care about. Well, yeah, they saw winning football in the 60s. Well, there are young fans who only saw winning Cavs basketball for almost 15 years. They were relevant.
Okay, well, and I think if you talk to those fans, they're going to say Cavs, Indians, Browns.
What?
100%. And then
that's kind of what I said.
But I don't understand
what are we arguing?
I don't understand how it's an argument. That's not an argument.
Lima, boys, I actually disagree with you both. I think there's plenty of people under 25 who go, I'm a LeBron fan. I like the Lakers. I'm a Steph Curry fan.
Ooh,
I'm a Giannis Antetokounmpo fan.
You know what?
The Cavaliers are the Cavaliers. I think there's plenty of people. I told you guys, man, when we were looking at houses, I was shocked at the amount of stuff. It was Kyrie. It was LeBron. It was Steph Curry. Cavs? Very little. Very little.
All right. Are there any just Odell fans, especially young Odell fans? And if he leaves, they're not going to be Browns fans? I mean, Odell is like an NBA player.
I don't know.
Maybe to an extent, but not nearly what it's like in basketball. Not nearly what it's like in basketball. I think football and baseball are more of a team first fan base than they are of actual players.
It seemed to me a lot of people jumped on the Browns. A lot of young fans were all on the Browns bandwagon that may not have been Browns fans before last year.
That's because of all the hype. That's because it looked like we had a quarterback of the future. It looked like we had the premier receiver in the league. And backing him up was Jarvis Landry, who was amazing. And then Nick Chubb was going to be running circles all over everyone. I mean, everything was coming up roses for the Browns in the offseason.
It came up something there, didn't it? Let me get to Jeff here in University Heights. Pastor Jeff, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. The notion that Cleveland is a great sports town is a myth. And the reason that I say that is, let's look at this. It's a great football town, great sports town. No, that's a myth. Example, the Cleveland Indians since 2013 have either been in the playoffs or been in contention for the playoffs every year, and yet they can't draw. If you're a great sports town, you would be drawing fans. And so on the flip side of that, the Browns have been a disgrace, have been a joke, have been a bad Cleveland joke right up there with the river catching on fire and Mayor Peirce hair catching on fire from way back in the day. Yet people flock like lemmings to the sea to see that embarrassment, that blight on the city of Cleveland every year. So it's a myth, guys. We're not a good sports town. As much as I couldn't stand Kyrie Irving for what he said when he went to Boston, what he said was true. Boston, as much as I hate Boston and every team in Boston, Boston is a great sports town. Cleveland is not.
I can't believe you remember the Mayor Perk with his hair catching on fire, Jeff. Thank you very much for the call. You got to be careful with those welders, man. That's why you got to use a mask, brother. 216-578-0092. We got people in on this. And I got called out by Aditi yesterday, even though I defended her. And it seems that the star has fallen for kids' all-time idol.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.